The shopping mall may be making a rebound.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning, I'm Steve Chiatakis. A sign the nation's economic health may be continuing to improve. The real estate data company Reis reported today, vacancies at shopping centers were down at the end of 2011. It's the first time that's happened in 4 years. Let's talk about this change in direction. And Faith Hope Consolo is chairman of Prudential Douglas Elliman Real Estate. She's with us now from New York with the latest on that. Hey, Faith.
Hi.
So, you know, I'm thinking these mall vacancies have been on the climb since 2007. You see the list of all the dead malls, you know. How do you explain this uptick?
We saw an incredible retail rebound last year. We saw it across the board, all over the country, on the main streets, and I think the rollover was into the malls. I think the one of the reasons is there hasn't been much mall development in the last 3 to 5 years, and there were vacancies. And across the board, the upscale malls didn't suffer all that much. And I think there was a lot of demand from local retailers, national retailers, and international retailers. And I think that combined with the very strong, two strong Christmas seasons, we are back in place. And malls are looking forward to doing more expansion and development now. We have a healthy occupancy.
Is the shopping mall back, Faith?
Yes, I do think the shopping mall is back. I think people have gone back out. I think they were scared with the gas prices. This is a country of shopaholics, and the consumer got back in their car, and they drove to the mall, and they went shopping. A lot of department stores, Macy's, Bloomingdale's, Nordstrom, Penny's, they all renovated, and they were giving very attractive sales, and that brought the consumer back. So I think it was a combination of the owners, the developers, and the retailers working together to recapture that customer.
Faith Hope Consolo from Prudential Douglas Elliman Real Estate. Faith, always good to talk to you.
All right. Bye-bye.
And from now malls to pills. Today, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration warned consumers of a possible mix-up between prescription and over-the-counter pain medication. The FDA says some of the more powerful prescription painkillers may have accidentally been packaged with weaker over-the-counter pills. The Swiss drug maker Novartis has issued a nationwide recall of certain bottles of Excedrin, Buferin, Nodose, and Gas-X. From Washington, Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports.
Novartis says the bottles may include broken or chipped tablets from other products, which means customers could take an incorrect drug or receive a higher or lower dose than intended. A factory in Nebraska has been shut down for repairs. Bottles of Excedrin and Nodose, with expiration dates on or before December 2014, and Buferin and Gas-X bottles that expire on or before December 2013 are being recalled. University of Southern California pharmaceutical professor Joel Hay says Novartis is doing the right thing by voluntarily withdrawing the drugs.
Occasionally accidents happen, but the worst way to compound that would be to try and hide or obfuscate what actually happened.
Hay thinks Novartis can avoid losing customers over the long term by being honest and upfront. But the Swiss drugmaker says the recalls and factory repairs will cost $120 million. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Oh boy, the markets really aren't pushing the needle very hard today. The Dow is up only 7 points, 12,367, just a fraction of a percent. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 down just ever so slightly. NASDAQ down just a point at this point. U.S. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner is asking Asian governments to stop doing oil business with Iran. China is not being very responsive to the demand, and on the eve of a mission to Asia, the U.S. still has a lot of convincing to do with Japan and South Korea. The West, of course, continues to tighten economic screws with sanctions over an alleged nuclear weapons program. In Berlin today, German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy met for the first time this new year, and they spoke about old problems for the Eurozone and for their countries. European debt, treaties to allow for more budget control of Eurozone nations, that going on. And Alcoa gets earnings season kicked off today by releasing its quarterly report later today.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, combining email marketing and social media for more customers and more time back on the clock. Learn more at ConstantContact.com.
Word today that the Hyundai Elantra won the North American Car of the Year Award. That award was announced in Detroit, where the North American International Auto Show opens to the public this weekend. And at that show, more than any other, car makers show off their biggest makes and models. But this year is turning out to be a little different, as Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton explains.
If there's a theme for the Detroit Auto Show this year, it's small. Small regular cars, small sports cars, small hybrids. Nissan's new Pathfinder will be the only big SUV on the floor. Joe Filippi is president of Auto Trends Consulting. He says it's a reflection of the new frugality.
Even though we're in a recovery, consumers' budgets are still pinched.
And something else is at work. Jesse Toprak with TrueCar.com says small cars used to mean boring, stripped down. But car companies are putting a lot more time, money, and resources into their small vehicles now.
A lot of consumers who could otherwise afford a larger vehicle are now choosing a smaller one simply because they like the styling.
Not everything at the show will be small. Detroit's Cobo Center was expanded to create more floor space. Ford Motor Company is taking full advantage of that with a bigger display that includes an amusement park ride that lifts people 20 feet into the air to view an IMAX-style video. I'm Tracy Samilton for Marketplace.
Finally this morning, a developer in Kansas is marketing more than a half dozen condominiums that he's also making out of a missile silo. The condos are going for about $2 million apiece. And Larry Hall says, forget that the silo is in the middle of nowhere. Forget that it's in the wheat fields of Kansas. You can be in the middle of any city you want. San Francisco, Paris, New York. The condo's giant digital windows will simulate any panoramic view you choose. The fact that the silo could also withstand an atomic bomb is a selling point, too. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Ask what's next for television, and you might get some answers like this.
Television is the engine that drives the entertainment business.
Remember, this is 4 to 5 hours a day for the average adult.
Anything you can get on a normal TV, you can get on an Xbox.
The only question is, how long does the future take to unfold?
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the future of TV at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. It's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.